The minions of the Overlord lurk behind every corner, spreading fear and chaos across the land. Will our heroes, Darius the Ranger, Yuko the Druid, Drez the Assassin, and Hadir the Sorcerer, fight a way to defeat them? The dice shall decide their fate on this episode of Murder Dice. Welcome to the realm!
All right, welcome to Murder Dice. I am Michael Morrison. I'll be your Dungeon Master. I've got your Slayers here. We have Kyle, who will be playing...
The Ranger.
And what race are you playing?
A Half-Elf.
Half-Elf. David?
My name's Drez in the game. I'm a rogue assassin. Human.
Camellia?
My name is Yuko. I am a druid human.
And Ben?
My name is Hadir Hassan Nashat Musha Eastrek. I am a human sorcerer.
And there you go. So this is our first episode of Murder Dice. We're going to do a 5th edition campaign for you guys. Really excited about 5th edition because I think that it ties in really nice with 2nd edition and that kind of thing. But you guys know that. So we're going to go ahead and get started. And... these guys are already mad at me because they want to know why they have no equipment or anything awesome for their characters. So, here we go.
Swords.
So, yeah, you guys are going to start in prison, and I'll give you a quick back, log of how you guys got there. So, Kyle, you know your backstory. So, Darius went into Shadowwood Forest in the northern reaches of Throm, and he... took the mark, which means that he, to atone for a crime that he may or may not be guilty for, nobody knows, he took the mark and now serves the Queen of Shadowwood Forest as a Sentinel of Shadowwood. So he is a ranger that is now sworn to help people and protect the ways of nature. She gave him a... his first quest, basically, was to head to the south to a village near the Bay of Blood and Thunder. And find a druid who she had sent for. Now, the thing about druids that you guys all need to know is druids are thought to be extinct in this world. So this was kind of a big deal. So you're to find this druid woman... and protect her at all costs and help her in her quest. Okay, which brings me to Camellia, who, after the old woman who had taken care of you for all of your life, and she was old your entire life, after she passed on, you kind of became known as the Witch of the Western Woods. And one day, an eagle came to you and told you that you need to head to Tirithgar because you are now on a quest to find a Book of Keeping which could defeat the Overlord, who is the sworn tyrant, the tyrannical ruler of the world of Gaia where you guys live, and has ruled for the last 100 years.
Can I just... So listeners know, the world we're playing in is a world that we have played in before. If you look on our Facebook page, there's a map. It's a background. We played in this place before, so every time Mike mentions these places, I keep thinking to myself, oh man, I know that place. Where do I know that? like Tirithgar? I've been there.
Well, you two have. I jumped in the campaign for two weeks.
But you know the map.
A quick heads up for everybody at home. These guys, we all played a 2nd edition campaign a couple years ago.
And, Gygax, son. One.
Yeah, and this is a world that I've built for a long time, so they have a general idea of the lay of the land and kind of, you know, what stuff to expect to an extent, which is kind of neat because, you know, they're citizens of this world. So, all right, so you were told by you basically got a message from another druid that is an old lady who lives in the northern reaches of Throm. And she told you to head east towards the Bay of Blood and Thunder and meet a ranger, and he would help you find the Book of Keeping, which can defeat the Overlord once and for all. And the Overlord is basically going to be your main villain. He is, he came over 100 years ago and took over Gaia. And whereas this place was pretty normal for the most part, like as far as medieval stuff goes, like magic was on the down low. Nobody was out practicing magic or anything like that. Orcs and monsters and shit were hidden in caves. Like, you guys didn't see that stuff. Elves and dwarves and hobbits you would see. Oh, I'm sorry, halflings. You would see, but they were kind of like Mennonites or Amish in our world, where like every once in a while you see one. Like, oh yeah, those are a thing.
Yeah, I want to buy a dining room table.
You get nice stuff from them. You look for the elvish market, and you can get really good furniture.
This Paris.
They make these fireplaces that are electric fireplaces now.
We're in dwarf territory.
But about over 100 years ago, that changed. The Overlord came, darkness swept over the land. Orcs now roam as like patrols of like basically stormtroopers kicking in doors and fucking arresting people and harassing everyone. You know, the world still goes on, but it's more of a slave mentality with a very dark, you know, overcast. You know, and everybody, like, that's why you call him the Overlord. Nobody even wants to mention his name, really. And it's kind of been lost in time. Like there are, you know, people have debates over what it was and what it is.
And he's just called the Overlord?
Yeah. So
can I call him the Big O?
You can.
You sure can.
Oh, my God, it's Oprah. You have to throw your head back and close your eyes every time you do, though.
Big.
The other thing that is worth mentioning to you guys, like I said, druids are thought to be extinct, you know. And the other thing that's worth mentioning is money is fucked up in this world. Gold is like $1,000 bills in our world. It's only like used for like these big purchases. So you might like pay like 50 gold for a plot of land. Everything else is done in silver or copper, like. And that's strange. So what that means for, say, like an assassin, rogue, thief kind of character, is there are caravans where people, a lot of work is mining, taking gold, and then it gets hauled off to nobody knows where. But it basically gets spread out to places all over the lands, and nobody's really sure what's going on with all the gold. So that's a quick background on Gaia and the world that you guys are in, and on what's going on with druids and rangers, which will bring us to another citizen of Throm, Ben's character Hadir, who is actually a descendant of his previous character.
Can you use Hadir's whole name, please?
No. No, I can't.
I only had it written down one place.
Yeah,
since my
it's
character
gone. Shape. And
Hadir Hassan Nashat Musha Eastrek.
Jesus Christ.
How do you love to get away with this?
H-H-N-M-E for short.
It's, yeah. Ammy.
Ammy.
I hope he doesn't get deported. No. No, that's what we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Anyway, anyhow, so Hadir is actually the descendant of Achaka, and Hadir is of nobility. He peripherally knows Kyle's character Darius.
Old drinking buddies.
Yeah.
And maybe they're on a boat together and this is happening now?
Well, no, now, yeah.
Damn it.
No. And so they know each other, and basically after Hadir's mother died because he has family strife and whatnot, he decided to just steal off into the night. So on his travels, as he's headed very south far of Lor Morris, he ran into these guys in a bar. They basically saw who they considered to be the Witch of the Western Wood, a fugitive possible murderer, and
a known guy who likes beer,
sorcerer and carouser, who's just kind of a pain in the ass in general to them, all
to
at one table
well.
One night, and basically slipped them a Mickey. You guys woke up on a boat.
Our buttholes hurt.
You were missing an object that was very important to you. Do you want to describe what that object is?
No, I'll let it come up.
All right. You were missing an object very important to you.
It's missing. I need to be born again.
You were...
You, Cam.
Camellia.
Yes.
Yeah, Yuko. You were bound by your toes and thumbs when you woke up.
Classic.
And in a cage...
rude.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah. And basically, from what you've gathered the whole time you've been in this room, is where you're at is rocking back and forth. It seems rather unstable. You would assume that you're at sea. And these people, anytime anybody's come to give you food or water or anything, they've been pretty much afraid of you.
Hmm.
But they just make sure that you're taken care of. So you guys have been on this boat. David's character, yeah, all of you are. You, at one point, tried to pull out some sorcery stuff, and it did not happen. And so you've been a little depressed and miffed about that, and just kind of like, what the fuck is going on? You feel a little
magic neutered,
little forsaken. David's character, Drez, is a well-known assassin in the far-off eastern lands of Kaitan. Kaitan is basically about the size of the United States east of the Mississippi, and it pretty much encapsulates, you know, all types of Asian cultures, you know, Indian, Thai, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, you know, all of those cultures all tend to kind of come from this side of the world in the Far East. That's where David's people were from, and through his own path, he became an assassin, and is known to be a pretty deadly one who takes out some pretty high profile targets.
Straight killing fools,
yeah.
Son.
So as such, he was given a job. He went in, and he hit his mark, but he was trapped by the people who hired him, and. Has now been sent off to the same prison as you. So the rest of you are on your way to Kaitan.
I asked if they were cops. They didn't tell me.
That's a trap.
You have to tell me, man.
It's fucked up.
So, with that very long-winded preface, I'll give you guys the sweet-ass flavor text of the adventure background. Here we go. I call this first one The Escape from the Island of Agony. All right. While visiting a tavern in a small village near the Bay of Blood and Thunder, each party member was drugged and would awake to find themselves as slave labor on a ship bound for the far-off lands of Kaitan in the east. While on board the vessel, they've seen Gith pirates, sharks, and terrible squalls. After a perilous journey, the ship finally docks in Kaitan, where the enslaved crew are traded to the local authorities and taken away as prisoners. As prisoners, they are all bound together using a log with ropes tied around their necks and marched off across the exotic lands of northwestern Kaitan. The party notices that the cultures and landscape of Kaitan are quite exotic. The Far East is a strange place filled with fighting monks, imperial soldiers, and breathtaking landscapes. The captives are being taken to a mountainous island that serves as a prison. There, resources are mined for the Overlord, the tyrannical ruler of Gaia for the last 100 years. After a horrendous 6-month journey across the Thanian Ocean as slaves aboard a pirate ship, you're turned over to a group of what appear to be Kaitanese soldiers. The soldiers bind you and the other prisoners together before marching you through the dense forest and over the mountains of northwest Kaitan. When you finally come out of the mountain pass, you come to a desolate beach. From the beach, you can see an ominous rocky island off in the distance. Still bound, you're made to board a small skiff that is moored nearby. As you're taken across the choppy waves, you realize that the sea is every bit as dangerous as the guards who are leading you to your new home. When the skiff reaches the shallows surrounding the island, you're all pushed out of the boat and made to drag the skiff to shore, still bound all the while. The guards then lead you into a cave and through the various catacombs of the mountains. You look around and see the broken eyes of prisoners who labor intently in the mines that you're being taken through. After being brought into the deepest depths of the mines by a weighted elevator, you finally come to a large pit. The diameter of the pit is about 50 feet across, while the depth of the pit looks to be around 80 feet. Looking around, you see five other pits just like this one. At the top of each pit, there is a winch with a noose attached to it. You watch as the guards use this device to lower the prisoners down one at a time. To your horror, you see one prisoner fall to his death as he loses his grip on the rope that is lowering him to his doom. One by one, you're all lowered into the pit that will serve as your cell, along with 50 other prisoners. You look at the mean, sad, dismal faces of the other inmates, and then at the dank, moldy, slime-covered walls surrounding you. Is this to be your new home? If not, how will you escape?
So we're off the log thing now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're all separate.
You have been, Camellia, Yuko, you have been fitted with a collar that has a spider emblem on it.
Do any of us know the meaning of that?
Do you have anything like Arcana or anything that would allow for that?
I'll let you use heraldry. I'm proficient in Arcana.
All right, give me a check on that.
All right, so let me make sure I'm understanding.
Nat 20, first roll of the campaign.
Seriously?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Awesome.
16. Plus bonuses.
Let me make sure I'm understanding this right. So I'm bound by my fingers and toes.
Not anymore.
Okay, so.
So now you're free, but you have
a collar. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
You got a choker on top
of it. Nat 20, you know that it is of drow make.
Oh, fuck.
All right. So yeah, you guys are in this giant pit. And basically what this thing looks like is kind of like the pit prison... what do they call that? Santa Prisca in Dark Knight Rises, yeah. You know, kind of thing. But there are like five of those, and it's indoors. And yeah.
Okay. Am I also in the same prison?
Yeah. You've all been marched in together. So
is there anybody who was down
so
here?
You grabbing Kyle's nipple while I was giving that narration?
No, he poked him with the pencil, like right.
That could have very well happened while you guys were marching through the tunnels.
So. Okay. Sure.
When we were lowered down, were there people here prior, or are all 50 of us new?
All 50 of you are new. Yeah. Right. Well, no, there were. I will say there were some prior, but there was probably like eight. You know.
Okay, I'm immediately going to go find someone who looks like they've been here a while and try to be like, what the fuck is going on?
Do you speak Kaitanese?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
Speak
all right. So what do you ask him?
Be like, we've just been brought in, good sir, and I'm wondering what is to be done with us. Were there another 50 lower down here, and you are the 8 surviving? And if so, what are you doing right?
Work is the answer to all of your questions.
I was really hoping that would not be
work.
Your answer.
Hard work.
I'm really bad at that.
So, one more question. So you rolled for what was the spider logo?
Do you tell her?
He hasn't talked to her
yet. Oh, no. Yeah. She casts magic and stuff. I don't know.
You want to roll to see if you know what
you
it is, you can roll a
d20.
No,
okay.
You don't know that?
Do you have Arcana?
No, I didn't. I did not choose that one. I'm just...
No, but you should have, like, a... Will somebody wait, help her?
Okay.
Yeah. So, just so everybody knows, as far as listeners go, we are all new to 5th edition, and Camellia is new to D&D altogether.
Yeah, so bear with me while I ask a bunch of questions.
But that's good.
So, Cam, roll your d20.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I want to know what the spider logo means.
You do not.
Cam rolls.
You rolled 16 with your bonus?
No, without my bonus.
Without your bonus? What's your bonus?
You didn't tell me.
For heraldry?
I have an aptitude
for
heraldry.
What's the...
His bonus is +1 to Arcana.
No, what's the heraldry? What's the ability that it goes with? Like intelligence or
intelligence.
Wisdom? So do you have an intelligence bonus?
1.
So 17?
Plus aptitude?
Nothing. You don't know it.
Okay, Cam roll.
Nothing for aptitude?
No, your aptitude bonus is... Okay, so the aptitude is based off of the...
It's like an extra skill, essentially.
Yeah, it's based off of your ability. So you have an ability bonus.
Yeah. Anyway, Cam roll the 13 plus 3, 16, Arcana.
No, you don't know what it is.
Okay, do I recognize anyone down here?
No.
Nobody?
No, nobody. All right. These are all like...
I I want to look around and see if there's any sort of noticeable stairs or pathway. Or
no,
anything
the so the walls. So the way this thing was kind of set up is there was a big kind of crane sort of thing that had a winch that you guys were like swung out on and lowered into. And when you got down, the walls are all covered in like slime and grease, and they're totally like smooth. Big hands, wave my hands. Wave my hands around, flying away.
All right, fine. The walls are smooth. Do I want to do a perception check to see if I notice any sort of doors, trap doors, anything at all. 14 plus 6, 20.
20. So what you know from looking around is you're basically fucked. Like, there's no way in or out other than that rope. So you're probably...
All right.
Will you make an intelligence check for me? Just a straight intelligence check?
While he's doing that, I asked the guy some more questions just to be like, what kind of work they're doing, where we go.
Okay. Give me just a second for you.
13 intelligence.
13 is what the check is that you made. You have an inkling that you're going to have to wait for something, you know.
All right. Do I have clothes on or like
you guys are in rags? Like you have, I'll say you all have a top, you know what I mean? Like a tunic kind
of thing. All right. I
not even a rope, like a
sash.
Does
anybody look like they have nicer robes on or rags on than I do?
No, if anything, they're worse.
Everybody. Right. Okay, I feel superior then.
Drez takes his top, he tears it, he fashions a headband, goes, and he just sits down against a wall, like knees up, and just sits down and waits.
Okay, let me, I'll get to you in just a second, and then you, and then, so what questions are you asking, Ben?
Basically, I'm just wondering if that, you know, do they come and get us? Are there tools around? Where do we go? I'm very confused.
We dig in mines for the Overlord.
Wonderful.
You are new. At dawn, they come get us. We work till dark. We dig. We find metal.
Excellent. All right then. Happy digging. And I just walk over and I see this human with the headband sitting down, and I think that's a good idea. And I kind of, not near him, but adjacent to him.
Okay. All right. Camellia, what does Yuko do?
All right, so kind of join the working group, keep low profile, and I want to kind of talk around and see if there is a group of maybe sort of subversives, if there's any sort of,
you
know.
Do you speak Khitanese?
No.
Then nobody can really understand you.
Nobody can really understand me.
Yeah. I mean, you can... why don't you make a straight... Actually, why don't you make a perception check for me?
Okay.
D20. So roll a D20 and then add any wisdom bonus that you have.
So 11, 14, and 2.
So plus 2 for the 14? Is that?
Yeah. She's 13.
Okay. So 11, 13. You kind of like, just from kind of like, you know, trying to talk with people and stuff.
Yeah, even just through observation. Does it seem like there's anybody that's, you know, maybe in collusion? Like,
no. Everybody's like,
really focused on their work. Like,
no, their spirits are broken, basically. Okay. That's what you glean, is like, this is a depressing place. Mm-hmm. People just, they don't even want to look you in the eye. You know, they're all like beat dogs.
Okay.
That's what you get. Kyle, what does Darius do?
I'm just going to
sit against the wall. With
Hootie
and the Blowfish? What does Darius do?
I think I'm just going to go, like, post up in a corner and wait. Or against a wall and just wait, see what happens. Sorry. Yeah.
All right. So you guys are all just basically just kind of sitting around and just fucking, I'm in prison.
Yeah. If anyone sits near me that's any of those 8 that have been here, I ask them how often we work.
Okay, they tell you every day. Every day.
No, man. How many hours until would they come and get us to work?
They will come at dawn, which we don't know when that is because we're in a cave, and we will work until dark.
Okay.
I actually, while I'm sitting against the wall, I'm going to be consistently trying to use my cantrip mage hand to move a rock. So I just, like, every couple of minutes, I'm going to try to, like, pick up and
roll,
move a rock.
Roll percentile for me.
Okay. 100.
Really?
Yeah. A 20 and then 100. That's great.
Okay. So
pretty ironic. He's the only roll, one not rolling in the box.
Roll. Roll a d4 for me.
One.
So after an hour of intense concentration, what kind of cantrips do you have?
I'm just trying to cast Mage Hand to move a rock. Something subtle, so basically only someone watching me would see, but I'm just like, does my magic still work at all?
You do get a little
I bend
rock.
The spoon?
Yeah, yeah. Not even bend the spoon. You just kind of
like
see
end
it
of X-Men
move. Yeah.
Right. Magneto.
I immediately, when that happens, stop, lean back, and just smile.
Okay.
Do I see that happen?
Make a passive perception check for me.
Insanely high passive.
You wouldn't make a check for that. You would just, it's just whatever your passive perception is.
Okay, what is your passive perception?
15.
Yeah, you totally see that.
All right. I get up. I walk over. I kick the rock. I pick up 3 rocks, and I walk back to my spot. I sit down, and I start flint napping. Because I'm tough as a motherfucker.
I don't know what flint napping means.
You know how Indians would make spearheads?
Oh, okay.
With other rocks?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. If you ain't bleeding, you ain't napping. What?
I understood half of that sentence.
Good inspiration.
Woo!
Okay, so... you tested your magic. Oh, real quick, Ben, for me, could you do me a favor? What level are you?
4.
You're level 4? So roll 4d6 for me.
Whoa.
Combine them all?
Yeah.
We got 11.
11% of your body is covered in scales now.
Ooh.
It's in. You can choose where that is, but... that's been kind of an issue for you. Like you, that's part of why you headed south. Is one of the last places you're carousing is the girl or guy or whatever got really upset when they saw some stuff on your body.
Okay, I kind of like almost like in a burn mark, kind of like swirling on my back and a little bit peeking up on my neck.
Okay.
I've got scales, just in kind of like a very thin patchy line.
Okay.
So, and I wear kind of like. Well, not. I wear high collared rags now.
when you can, you like to pop the collars.
Yeah.
Yuko.
So, while these guys are sort of drifting towards each other, am I anywhere near where I can see them? Perhaps.
Oh yeah, this is the diameter of the place is about 50 feet. So mm-hmm. You guys are in fairly, and there are probably about 50 to 60 people in here. So I mean, you're fairly close quarters, and it's a shitty floor. That you can sleep on. It's filthy. There's like a piss and shit corner in a round room.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine that, if you will. And then, yeah.
I want to go away from everybody.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I don't want anybody near me.
You gonna rub one out? Or
no. Like, I'm just gonna go brood in a corner somewhere.
Okay.
If anybody comes all up right. And tries
so
to.
So we'll
talk
say
to me,
you guys. So you guys all kind of like. So, but, now, basically, so you're just going to just chill out, watch what's going on, and just be a broody bitch.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell people to fuck off if they come near me and dragon speak, though.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys, I'm going to roll for something just to see about attitude and how they would think of something. All right, well, they do not do that.
Which, do what?
If somebody wants to know, they can ask me on Twitter later.
Okay.
at
Mike Vorpal?
Yep, at Mike Vorpal on Twitter.
Fucker.
For the first episode of Murder Dice, if you want to know what they almost did, you can ask me on Twitter. All right, so the night passes. There's no.
As far as we know.
Yeah, there's no incident. Nothing happens. You guys... wake up in the morning if any of you manage to sleep. I'll kind of leave that to you, whether you tried to or not. You know, why don't you guys answer that for me? Kyle, you go first. Did you try to sleep tonight or not?
No.
No? Okay.
I slept like a fucking baby.
All right.
It was great.
That was David. Camellia?
Very little. I was just kind of scanning the situation to see what's coming and going and who's around me.
Okay. then we'll call it, all right, fine. And Ben.
After finally relenting to not having a down cushion bed.
So I'll say that Hadir and Drez each had had a long rest, and that Darius and Yuko had a short rest, you know,
cool. kind of thing.
All right, so after you guys are hanging out, you guys sleep. Some of you do more than others. You hear a commotion at the top of the pit. People are yelling down to you in Khitanese, you know, get up, wake up, time for work, scum. And they lower down the noose, and every single person in the pit is pulled out one by one, and you're all taken off in groups of 10 to go work in the mines.
Cool. I'm going to try to arrange myself in the same group as the woman with the spider.
I am doing the exact same thing.
Okay, and obviously Darius would do the same thing. Was sort of quested to do so.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah,
I forgot.
Well, but does he know that?
Yeah, he knows that.
That was the whole reason he went there.
Gotcha. Yeah,
that's true.
So
I've already spotted these.
I mean,
guys
he doesn't have to.
So.
I'm just asking if he does.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys are led through the mines. You're brought into basically a big mine like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. There's no carts though. It's all by foot, and shit is hauled in and out by wheelbarrows, mostly. And that seems to be, more like older, physically kind of more broken people take that.
Can we see what they're hauling out?
They're hauling out precious metals.
Sure. Do I notice if they're hauling any gold?
They are not hauling gold. It just looks like steel, and, I mean, if just ore in general,
okay.
What would be, you know, maybe things for weapons and
sure.
just general supplies kind of thing.
Gotcha.
You do know that everybody that you guys have talked to, you know, throughout the night, you know, they have complained a little bit. You, David, your character Drez has heard of this place since he is Khitanese. They refer to this prison as the Shishomaru, which is the destroyer of life. Is what the Khitanese refer this to. And you know it's basically like one of the overlords' big prisons. It's kind of like Alcatraz. It's an island. And it's basically where you're sent to fucking die.
Yeah, people don't
cool.
come back.
Yeah.
Are they taking us into the mines?
They're taking
to work?
Into the mines, yeah. Yeah.
All right. I am going to be looking for specifically a smaller hammer. Something I could conceal. Maybe keister, you know,
do you
whatever.
Have, do you have sleight of hand?
Do I have sleight of hand?
No,
I don't.
No, there's not like a sleight of hand bonus or something like that.
Well, there is. So I could.
Is that one of the skills?
I could have picked
it
as a feat.
No, sleight of hand is a skill.
Oh no. It's a yeah. I have a good sleight of hand check. What do you want me to do?
Just do a sleight of hand check. Tell me what you get.
All right. 9 + 4.
No, you don't. No. We'll say that you're looking at like a pickaxe kind of thing to you, but you know, there's no way. All right.
Well,
thing around.
I'm like constantly looking for a smaller hammer.
Okay.
Are there guards around?
Yeah, there are.
Is there air? Are there guards
around? Yeah, there are six guards.
Do they
check
us anywhere that we can? Above ground at any point in time?
Like, no, you guys are brought in, and it's really hard for you to kind of get a sense of where you're going. But you guys are kind of brought into sort of a large alcove sort of area where there are people just against different areas, and there are pickaxes that. So basically, you guys are brought in. And you notice that there is a crew being brought out, and you're going to replace these guys, and they're just like pickaxes and shit laying around.
Do they expect us just to pick them up and start working?
Absolutely.
Do we know?
Yeah.
All right. So Drez is gonna grab the first axe he comes to, and he's gonna start mining.
Okay.
And he's gonna be keeping a very sharp eye on what's around him, because his plan is to take away some of the metals if he finds something incredibly precious, like if he finds smaller pieces of gold.
Okay.
He's gonna try to keep them.
Okay. All right, so we'll say you're doing that for the meantime. Okay, what is Yuko doing?
I have a question. My collar, is it a magical object or not?
Do you have something on your sheet that would say, like, detect magic, or...
It'd be a spell. It would be. So...
I can't do those yet.
Yeah, you don't... I'll say
she can
this.
Do an arcana check.
I'll let you do another arcana check today.
D20.
So, D20.
Okay. Anytime you do a check, it's always a D20.
D20 yeah. for check.
So roll that and then add what the number is next to arcana.
I'm also interested.
Okay.
Weak.
Yeah. 8 and a 3. Nope. 11.
You don't know.
Okay.
What'd you get, Kyle? Una?
Two.
Dose? Yeah.
My world
Kyle
rolls.
Thinks it's an M&M.
Can I eat it?
Hadir, what are you doing?
I immediately start working. I'm trying to look as much as I can at the faces of the guards, and I'm also trying to, like, slowly pickaxe my way adjacent to...
Okay.
What was your name again?
Yuko.
Okay.
The guards are dour. They're just, like, and they're watching everybody like a hawk. Drez actually notices, somebody else kind of, like, lingering while they're looking at some color, as they call it, in the rock, and... Guards go over there and just slap the shit out of him, kind of like in Conan, that guy, you know, just does a roundhouse and kicks the dude in the balls when he laughs at Conan's swordsmanship.
Yeah.
So you see that happen, you know, just
cool.
Just initially.
I'm a little more careful.
Darius and Yuko, are you guys working? You pick up pickaxes and get to work?
Yeah, I've joined the group, try and blend in as much as I can, low profile, but I'm also looking for anything that could be a weapon.
What is your passive perception?
Passive perception is...
So you get 10 plus whatever your bonus is for wisdom.
So 10 plus 2? 12?
Yeah. Let's see. I'll say that you notice that this gentleman with who appears to be of Zarthian descent seems to be making his way closer to you as he's working. I just noticed that.
What race are the guards?
Guards are Khitanese.
Okay. Humans, though?
Yeah, humans.
Okay,
cool. Go ahead, Kyle.
So, is there any... Or is this... So it's like an alcove, you said, right? Mm-hmm. So there's not really any kind of dead spots where they wouldn't be able to see people as
no,
much?
No, they're okay. Watching you guys. There are like a few exits, you know, and you can kind of tell some incline, some decline, you know, but basically there are, say, 4 exits and you guys were brought in from one.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to go where Yuko's going and I'll take her pickaxe and double time it.
Okay. As soon as you try to take her axe away, the guards
they
come
didn't
over.
Like that.
Yeah, they slap you.
You're like zero from moles.
You will take.
Oh, they didn't like that.
They punch you. I'm glad that they punch you in the face for 1 point of damage.
I'm really glad the first movie reference on the podcast was holes.
I've been trying to make one the whole time. He said the word hole, and all I could think was Shia LaBeouf.
I fucking hate you.
Question. Yes.
Do I notice, like, how far am I from this obvious group of 3 that are trying to be together? Like, they're trying to get close to each other. Do I notice them?
You notice them, for sure.
How far am I?
You know, when you were brought in, you were kind of like, I'll say you were, like, all in the same group, and then you kind of, I'll say they're 25 feet away from you. You know, thereabouts.
Right. Can I get close enough to talk to Yuko?
Absolutely.
All right, so I pick my way over, and I get next to Yuko, and I say, don't stop swinging your axe. They'll kill you. They don't care. It's a pretty necklace. That doesn't mean shit to them. They'll kill you. Keep swinging your fucking axe.
Wait, so when I was with them when we were taken from the bar. Is that necklace new?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So, as I'm kind of adjacent to her, I ask, have you tried any of your magic?
So, I have to reply with that one, no, because all my belongings have been taken from me, and this is one that, you know, I've been privy to before the game. I cannot do any of my spells without mistletoe. I have to have mistletoe. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not able to until I retrieve my objects.
She can only do magic when she's making out with people.
Rude.
It just so happens I look like a very handsome Jafar. So. Let's do it. I literally Googled sexy Jafar for my character ideas. I say, I tried some of my magic last night. I can use some of my abilities. I do not know to what consistency. I also have determined that the necklace around your neck is of drowish nature. Mm-hmm. I have not seen any since entering here, but it is of some concern. But I'm assuming, potentially, it may interfere or mark you. We should be very careful to protect you. We need your magic and mine to get us out of here.
Do I hear him say that?
Absolutely.
And I say, you know what happens when you assume. No, you don't?
It makes an ass out of you and I.
I've heard you and I? you and I?
Yeah.
He's you illiterate,
man.
You know, whatever, fuck you. That's the joke. I'm so caught up on being grammatically correct.
Keep it that way.
All right. So at this point, I've clearly spotted who I can collude with. I've got three friends now. He's confided that he can do a little bit of magic. What would be really handy is if we could do a finder and see if we could obtain some mistletoe. Would you believe it's like 1,000 feet? And see if we can get some of the things that I need so we can get out of here. And if we're not able to do that, and even if we are, we're looking for anything. To, you know, any tools, anything that will assist us to get out of this predicament and have a little bit of weaponry.
Well, the only thing that you can see around at all are pickaxes. That's the only thing. And, I mean, they're shitty. Like, they're rusty. They're not going to do much. And these other prisoners look broken. Like, they're either physically broken or mentally or both. Mm-hmm. So you guys basically... and in between kind of meeting everybody throughout the day and, you know, working and whatnot, you know, basically your workday passes. We'll say that... Give me the dice box. Yeah. Nice. We will say that two guards come.
With a U.
Uh-huh. And take away... The next group of you guys and lead you away groups of 10 at a time. So you guys are with 6 other prisoners being led by 2 guards through the catacombs back to your cell right now.
Can I say something to the guards?
Sure.
All right, I say quietly to one of the guards in Cantonese.
Cantonese. Yeah, Cantonese is a real thing.
Yeah, vegan, vegetarian, it's all the same shit. Whatever. No, kidding. I say in Cantonese, like, hey man, you know, on the outside, I have I've got a lot of gold.
Make a charisma check for me. What's your charisma?
Fucking garbage. What's that say, Cam?
10. You get 10.
You get a bonus.
I get 10, and I get a bonus of 1. 11.
Ooh. He tells you, keep walking, scum. And don't speak to me again unless you want me to cut out your tongue.
Yeah, I don't say shit to him.
All right. Darius?
I'm going to step in after he says that.
Mm-hmm.
Make a ballsy move here. And I'm just going to say he does have a lot of gold.
Good plan.
That's your move.
No,
that's you're like,
because I want to reinsure it because I have a better charisma than he does, so I want to try and.
So you want to roll twice?
Go ahead, roll your charisma check.
He does have more gold. Fucking.
What'd you roll?
A 6 altogether.
Dude, it was an 18. It hit the corner of the wall and fell over. It made a 2.
6 altogether, huh? All right, so at this point, he says, halt! And kicks out your feet and tries to pin you down and wants to cut your tongue out.
I immediately try to cast Cold Touch on him.
Roll percentile for me.
96.
Jesus Christ, that is one hot.
All right, how does what are you casting? Cold touch?
Yeah. So it's okay, verbal so and this, somatic, no materials.
All right. Is this basically like chill touch kind of?
No, it's a ranged attack, so I can do it from where I'm at. I basically shoot a skeletal hand out and grab them and deal damage.
Okay. So do you roll for attack?
I make a ranged spell attack.
Okay.
17 plus.
Is that against his armor class?
23. Versus AC.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Okay, so I deal 1d8 necrotic damage, 2 necrotic damage. It can't regain hit points at the start of its next turn. Until then, the hand clings to the target.
Clings to the target, so does it do damage every round then?
One second. Until then, it clings to the target.
Question: Are we tied to a fucking log right now?
No. You guys are just being marched through. You're not even shackled.
Do I still have my pickaxe?
No. You had to leave that shit. If anybody tried to bring it, they'd beat them down.
Do our guards have weapons?
Yes, they do. Yeah.
What kind of weapons do they have?
So you saw him kick his feet out, and put him to the ground, and he pulled out a wazakashi, and is trying to cut his tongue out now.
A wazakashi is a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, as soon as he casts that.
Mm-hmm. All right, how about this? How about we all roll for initiative, you guys?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Also, it just says the hand stays there, but it doesn't mention any other further action, so I'm guessing it's just a narrative thing that the hand is kind of like gripping onto.
Okay. How long does the spell last?
One round.
Okay, so it's just one thing that just happens.
So Ben goes first already because he did that, or...
We're gonna roll initiative and see what order it's happening.
I got 11. 12.
Cam got 11.
Okay.
Wait, you roll first. I have a question.
Fucking cunt.
What'd you get, Kyle?
13.
13?
Plus 4 initiative.
Okay.
You get a +4 to your initiative? Oh shit! Do you have a plus to your initiative, Cam?
No, she doesn't have a bonus.
It's whatever
your dexterity
bonus is. That's it.
Okay, right. Mike.
What's your question?
Yeah. Before we roll initiative, I'm talking as soon as that hand shot out. Would I have a moment to do a sneak attack on the other guard?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm gonna sneak attack the other guard. I'm gonna try to get up behind him and disarm him.
Okay.
Okay. And I have advantage on attacks against a creature against creatures who have yet to take a turn.
Okay, that's
in,
fine.
In a combat.
Yeah, we'll
and
give
and also if I hit on a surprise attack, I auto crit.
All right, awesome.
+16.
That'll hit.
Yeah. Okay. So I auto crit. So okay. Can I disarm him?
Yeah. Yeah. You can disarm him.
All right. I disarm him. And can I have?
All right. So we'll say that. Do you have a strength bonus at all?
Yeah. +1.
+1. All right. So we'll say that you do 2 points of damage to him when you punch him in the face and take his.
And now I roll for initiative in the round.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, all right. So, yeah, and then we'll see how this happens. What'd you get?
7.
Oh, +5. 12.
12? All right. So, Kyle, what were you trying to do?
So, I'm on the ground with the dude in front of me.
Yeah,
he's on top of me.
So, you'll go first. So, it'll go Kyle, David, Ben, and then Camellia.
So, I think I'm stronger than this dude, so I want to pull the knife out of his hand.
Make a strength check for
okay.
me.
Okay. Can you hand me the dice?
I know a lot of listeners will be like, why didn't you do a contest? Because I don't want to look it up right now. What'd you get?
A 3.
Not enough.
No, he's overpowering you. All right, so as he kicks you down and he's overpowering you, trying to cut your tongue out, Drez sneaks over, kind of like shimmies alongside the wall while the other guard's like, what the fuck is going on? Punches him in the face and pulls his wazakashi out. I'll give you that.
Wazakashi!
So you can go ahead and put that down on your character sheet now that you're armed with that. Wazakashi does 1d6. And then as soon as that happens, Hadir What is that? That's vocal and somatic. Yeah. So Hadir starts mumbling some strange words to you folks, and you see a sort of like white light skeletal hand, almost like the Quickening in the Highlander, you know, like the fucking ghost and shit, like kind of come in and grab the other guard, and he kind of leans back, and you see like black, you know, frostbite sort of decay kind of take over his shoulder and neck for a minute. And so he actually lets you go, we'll say. And with that, we'll take a break and come back and get into some combat.
Hey everyone, this is Michael Morrison, Dungeon Master and host of Murder Dice. Thanks for tuning in and checking us out. We hope you're enjoying the show. If you could, we'd really appreciate a written iTunes review, 5-star preferably, but whatever you got is great. If you'd like to find out more about your slayers in the world of Gaia, go ahead and check us out on your favorite social media, such as Facebook, Reddit, Instagram, or Twitter, where you can find cool pics, maps, and supplements for your own games. Be sure to leave a comment about your written review. Thanks again for checking us out, and don't forget about that written review on iTunes. Now back to the show.
We're back. So, Camellia, there were no pickaxes about.
All right.
What does Yuko do instead?
All right. I'm going to pick up a rock. We have rocks around. Any weaponry, anything I can grab. Is there anything I can grab?
Let's just do one of these.
A little closer to the light, please.
We'll see if there is.
Never do that again.
To
dear
the listener,
Lord.
I apologize for Kyle and his gross throating of the mic.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, man.
All right, back to the comment.
He gagged without it even being in his mouth.
Did you deep throat that it's mic? Practice. Is that what that was?
Kyle's gag reflex initiates a crazy laugh reflex.
Sex is real awkward.
Look, just calm down, everybody.
All right.
No.
Nothing.
No, there's no rocks or anything like that.
Okay. That's okay. You know what? That's okay. Like, I'm gonna go for the one that's already been damaged a little bit. I'm gonna go like right for his eyes. I'm gonna like do what I can to take it out. I suggest to initiate a pig pile
right.
with the guys. Maybe
roll a 20-sided dice for me.
20-sided dice. Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, come on. 20.
Nat.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. Yeah.
Oh, awesome. So she can roll good with my dice. Okay. All
right. Let me take a quick look here. And you know what? Why don't you go ahead and roll a d4 for me? Camellia.
A d4?
Mm-hmm.
It's the triangle one. Dun.
Yeah, that pyramid one.
Yep, okay.
Looks like half a d8.
Aww.
One. Do you have a strength bonus or anything?
Strength, no.
No.
Strength
okay.
is my weakness.
Well, we'll say that you kick him right in the face,
mm-hmm.
and you do get double damage, actually,
mm-hmm.
if you want to take that, or we can roll on the crit table percentile.
Yeah, let's roll for it.
All right, roll percentile instead.
Roll percentile?
So that's the D100.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably should have given you that information
right.
ahead of time.
No, first episode,
we're working out kinks. Let's move. Go ahead and throw that other one in the box. What'd you get?
720?
27.
All right, 27. No, you just get max damage on that one, so we'll just call it 1 point of damage. So you kick him square in the face. That knocks him over off of Darius, we'll say.
He was already off of me.
No, he was still trying to do that, but he kind of, you know, like reared back, you know, and was attacked. At that point, then Yuko ran over and just like kicked him square in the face, and knocked him off of you. So at this point, it will be...
their turn.
It will be the guard's turn, and then it'll get back to you guys. So we'll say the first guard, who is dealing with Drez, just got popped in the face and had his wakakashi taken. So we'll have him... Could you pass me the dice tray, please?
Dice.
We'll have him roll to attack Drez with his katana. And that's why this show is called Murder Dice.
20.
Have a look, if you would.
That's a nat 20.
Nat 20 on my black dice with my red numbers.
Murder Dice!
That since our last campaign, I nicknamed
them
the Murder Dice.
And this is why we hate Mike.
So that'll be max damage against Drez. That's how I do damage for the enemies, as it were, against our heroes. The heroes, generally what I like to do for 20s is I like to either give you double damage or you can roll on a crit table. And the higher you roll on the crit table, the cooler stuff happens. And you'll see that as we go. So this will be a D8. So it's going to be 8. Plus strength, so you take 9 points of damage, Drez.
That ain't shit.
And then, let's see, I actually do still need that. Thank you.
You have the second person roll.
Yeah. So we'll say, well, it does take one turn since he was prone, I'm going to say,
after
all that. So it's going to take him an action to get back to his feet. Am I correct in that?
No. It's
you can only move half your movement.
Half of your movement.
So I just get up and attack still.
Yep.
So I'm going to say that he attacks...
Yuko.
Just hooked him in the face.
Yeah, he just... And we're going to say, you know, that he's misogynistic as well. You know,
so he's a real villain.
He's really mad that a girl just, you know, kicked
what
him in
Trump.
The face. Yep.
Mm. Oh, no.
Zing. All right. So he rolls a 2. So we're going to say he misses, I'm pretty sure. And
you don't want to add
now,
that
now. Let's see what he's supposed to get. Just for the record, he would have. Your armor class is not 4, so he missed.
You actually added it on. That's great.
Well, it's
new.
It's
close, though.
I'm still trying to figure out how it goes. You
okay.
know. So
okay.
I was
enough.
Like, you know what? That's a fair question.
All right, Kyle, you're up.
So what does Darius do, Kyle?
So I have to get up.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's
I was
so that action. Just means half your movement. That's
actually,
all that's
you
no
have the
deal.
Mobility trait, so it only takes 5 feet of movement.
Okay, so I can still move 35 feet then. So I'm going to get
you
up.
Can roll, you can move 15 feet is how far you can move. But just anyway.
I'm going to get up, and I was going to punch him in the jaw, I guess.
All right.
Quattro.
Oh my fucking god.
What's the opposite of murder dice?
Kyle.
Caressing dice. Kyle, sit closer to me. All right. Which one am I closer to? Don't you blow on him. You're bad.
actually, it is not your turn yet. It is.
No, I'm after
no.
Kyle.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you
one,
are.
1, 2,
yeah, I'm sorry.
3, 4.
Yeah, so...
Which one am I closer to? The one I just
the
took
the
knife
just
from?
Took the one that just stabbed you with his katana.
Oh, okay.
He basically just came up to you and rammed his katana into your gut.
All right, I'm gonna stab him. Sorry, I'm just checking. Yeah, I know, man. I'm just checking my shit here. Everyone's taking a turn. All right, we're good. 14, and then do I get a bonus for anything?
Do you have, yeah, we'll say a wazakashi is like a dagger, so you're proficient in martial weapons.
No, yeah, but I don't have the martial weapons feat, or the martial...
You have to be proficient
Do you have, Ben, is there...
He wouldn't be proficient in martial weapons.
What would the bonus be off of? Strength or anything?
It would just be strength. You just wouldn't add your proficiency
That's
bonus.
Fine. That's fine. Yeah. 14 plus 1, 15.
15. That will
gotta
miss.
Be a hit.
Nope, what?
That misses.
Man, bullshit. That's why it's called Murder Dice, because Mike fucks us.
I second that.
Ben, you're next.
All right. I'm going to go up to the one that just tried to attack. Character name again.
Yuko.
I'll get it eventually. I'm thinking Beatles.
That's how I go.
And I'm going to go up, and I'm just going to lightly place my hand on him. Say a couple words in Elvish and try to use Shocking Grasp on him.
Okay. You know what? You don't have to roll percentile this time. We'll say that that was
that 96.
I'll say that was an encounter thing that I made you do. So go ahead and
roll an attack. Mm-hmm. Melee attack spell roll. Same thing. 23 to
hit. Awesome. That definitely hits.
I'm bad. I hit with everything.
So 1d8.
All right.
God, I can't roll high on damage, though. 3.
3? All right. So.
And he can't take reactions his next turn.
Oh, okay, good.
So opportunity attacks and stuff like
he
that.
He can't do that anyways.
It is Yuko's turn.
Okay, so your hit was... Your hit did damage.
I just walked up and gave him a little jolt.
He's impaired again.
Yeah, I'm doing real low damage, though.
Yeah.
So Hadir walked up and said some elvish words and grabbed his shoulder and Vulcan nerve pinched him, basically, but shocked him.
But gently.
Can I yell something to her from where
Absolutely.
I am?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I yell, take his fucking knife!
Mm. All right. I'm gonna try another attack again. I wanna go kinda stealthy at him and see if I can grab his weaponry.
Okay, go for it.
Okay.
I'll just let you roll to attack just a straight 20 and I'll judge whether it did it or not.
11.
Plus
1.
No, it would be like dexterity or
something. No, that doesn't work.
Yeah, I've got no modifier for it. So
I mean, you might as well have tried, because otherwise you would have got like 1 point of damage. Yeah.
So
you
know pass the dice tray, please. Alright, so we'll say that the one that was shocked attacks Hadir.
What? And how much damage did you do on him?
3. I've done Hadir. A total of 5.
How do opportunity?
You've done 5. Work? She's done 1. I've done 1.
How do opportunity attacks work?
Similar to 4th edition, where if you move away, they get an attack. If you leave their attack zone.
Does 16 hit your armor class?
It just hits my armor class.
Okay, so. You take 6 points of damage.
Fucker.
Okay, and then the other one will continue to attack Dragons. Does 12 hit your armor class?
Fuck no.
Alright, so he misses, and it will now be Darius's turn.
Alright, okay, Darius, go with Jeremy's dice, man.
Let's
yeah, you need help. Bro.
Those are all us murder dice. They're black and red.
Yeah.
Let's get Hodor
Come on, man.
Up in here real quick.
Fucking right.
Can I try and take his katana from him? Because he's Absolutely, got his he's
yeah.
got his dagger out, right?
Yeah.
So would that be like a
Well,
dex
he has
check?
His katana out. No.
No, I thought he had his dagger. No, you said no, he was trying to cut my tongue out with his dagger.
Yeah, that guy doesn't have his katana out.
Yeah, so can I just pull all his right. katana?
Yeah.
Would that what role would that? Would that be dex or strength?
Well, that's what she was doing and
dex or strength.
We'll say dex.
Like a sleight of hand.
Yeah,
16.
16? Yeah, that'll definitely do it.
Woo!
Fuck yeah, buddy.
Okay. It is now Drez's turn.
All right, this time Drez looks deep into his eyes and says, I'm gonna fucking take your teeth out of your mouth.
Damn.
Shit, 19, bitch.
19 will do it.
All right.
You take
With
so
that,
you,
what do I roll
yeah,
on
the Wazakashi? It is
yeah,
a 6.
A 1d6.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm gonna stab him in the throat. 2.
Well, you stab him in the shoulder.
Alright, whatever.
So.
Wait, the teeth aren't in the shoulder?
Hadir's turn.
Whatever.
Hadir.
Now, I'm gonna try something. I'm going to lay, like, take my hands, put them on both sides of his face, and I'm going to try to use my action to cast Shocking Touch, and then use Quicken Spell meta magic using Sorcerer Points to use my bonus action to cast it again, and just fucking Palpatine just shock.
I got
guy.
You. Yeah, yeah. Go for it.
So
go for it.
And does he have metal on him?
Yes, he does.
So that gives me advantage on
scale,
the attack.
Yeah,
roll.
They have scale mail. So.
So that is going to be a 24.
Okay, that hits. So you don't.
And the then my second attack.
All right.
Is going to be a 15. Will that hit?
15 will not hit.
Okay, so one of them.
So we'll say the second one blasts off, you know, kind of like the concussion of the shock blasts you off.
And I deal 5 damage as I...
Awesome. All right, so you grab him by his head and bring him in close and kind of shock him and blast back.
And he dies.
And no, he does not die, damn. But he falls. He sort of stumbles back.
He's
and,
got bad hair.
Let's see. Yeah. he looks like Rick Zimmerman in The Burbs.
I love that Ben laughed, even though he's never seen The Burbs.
Fuck you.
Second movie reference is a fucking home run.
Let's see if this guy falls down. Pass me the dice tray.
Let me just smack my mic as hard as I can.
He stumbles back, but he manages to stay on his feet. So it is now Yuko's turn.
All right, and this one still possesses his weapon at this point, correct?
Yeah, he has his Wazakashi out.
All right, so I go for it. I want to get this away from him.
He's stumbling.
Okay,
so.
Okay.
He's
and stumbling he also bit. Yeah, he's stumbling, and he also has a katana blade on
wait,
on his person.
Since he's stumbling,
you did manage to get
the katana,
didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. He's stumbling. Does does
combat advantage?
Does she have advantage?
She does. We'll say she does have advantage.
So
that's
that
a good question.
You get to roll twice and take
and see whatever's
sweet.
Better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I want to go at him. I want his weapon.
That's a perfect. Yeah.
So roll another one. And
roll harder. That's weak.
Yeah.
Much better.
13.
Do you have any bonuses?
No strength.
No,
you know what?
No, Dex. You're
or
hold dexterity. On. Grab his
still
shit.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me take
combat
a look
advantage bonus.
And see if he has a dexterity bonus. Yeah, so what did you roll?
13.
No, that still won't hit. Sorry.
But does he fall over or something?
No, he didn't fall over. He
fucking
just,
dildo.
You know, he just manages to not let her wrench.
Nor did we lose it.
Wrench his Wazakashi out of her. Yeah, he just manages to not let her wrench his Wazakashi out of his hand. So we'll say that he attacks you for doing that, and will 13 hit you?
Your AC.
That's my armor class, right?
Armor class, yeah. Will 13 hit armor class? Okay, so you take 6 points of damage. So minus your hit points, whatever your hit points are, take 6 away from that total. All right, so, and then the second one.
Fighting Drez just got
stabbed. Yeah, that's Fighting Drez that just got stabbed in the shoulder by him. We'll say that he continues to try to attack Drez. And 7 is not going to hit your armor class, so.
Nay.
There you go. All right, so it is Kyle. What does Darius do?
I'm going to swing the sword, the katana, at the dude that's just attacked her.
Okay.
So
yeah, what's the katana hit for?
It hits for 1d8. So,
Ben, with the martial weapons, that's a sword. Does it count as a
martial
weapon?
I'll let you have that. Yeah.
Do I get an attack bonus for that then?
It'd be your strength plus your proficiency bonus.
Yeah, whatever.
So basically, anything you're good at and you have proficiency, you'll add that +2 to, as well as
the strength
the modifier.
Okay.
So
nice.
Don't fuck this up.
And I fucked it up, huh?
No, you didn't, buddy.
17 plus.
You hit.
Okay, and then a D.
1d8 plus your strength.
This one.
Yeah, if you have a strength bonus.
Fuck. That's still 7.
7?
Yeah. All right. And this is the one that just attacked Yuko.
Yeah.
So you stab him, and he, I'm going to say you kind of like rear back, you know, and just run him through in his gut, and you get a nice Kill Bill blood spray, but he's still alive. Yeah, but he's now hunched over.
Okay.
All right, so Drez, what do you do?
I'm so intent on killing this guy. I'm going to go back at him with this dagger.
Okay. What'd you get?
Doesn't matter.
You got a 12.
All right, it wasn't a 1?
No, it wasn't a 1. I would have told you if it was a 1.
Okay. Hadir.
So the one immediately that was attacking Yoko
has a
Yuko.
Yuko.
Not Yoko.
Yuko.
That's a damn
switched it up.
Big difference.
Don't wake us up.
Holic, you gotta watch Holic. It's totally cartoon.
So then from afar, I'm gonna hit the other one that had its blade stolen. Correct.
Uh-huh.
With try to hit him with a
so the one that's dealing with Drez.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to use Chill Touch on him.
Okay.
I recall. Hand.
Yep.
So I make.
Are these cantrips that you're casting?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't man, how can you do all
no,
this?
No. So 19 to hit.
Jesus.
Yeah. 19 will hit. A deer is rolling.
5
hot.
Points of damage.
All right. Very nice.
And does that kill him?
That does not kill him.
I'm going to use Quicken Spell to do it again.
All right. Awesome.
12.
12 does not hit.
Damn! I wanted to just like. Cold strangle him.
Ben wanted to make a cold play.
Oh. Shut the fuck up.
People boo at home.
That's okay.
Participate. No, send us a Snapchat at MurderDice Snapchat of you just booing and I'll show it to Mike.
Alright,
it's your turn. It's
no, it's Yuko's turn.
Yeah, it's my turn.
Oh.
So, all right. So, same guard. He's bleeding, paralyzed.
And really chilly
at this point.
Yeah, yeah. Still I should give you advantage for bad jokes.
He's distracted.
Yeah, yeah.
Still armed?
Yes, he is still armed.
He's got a dagger.
Armed with his dagger or with his katana?
He's armed with his dagger.
His katana's in his...
It's in his stomach. It's in his stomach, technically.
Well, it was. Yeah. You've got it again. So.
All right. You know what? I want to go one more round. I'm going to go scrappy. Like I want to put this guy down. Like we got to hit him. So.
I like it.
Are you going to try to hit him or are you going to try to take his dagger?
I mean,
you're only going to do like
you want. Yeah, no, I want to hit him. I want to hit him hard. I'm pissed off. He just whacked me like I'm totally. Okay. I want to come up.
He's misogynistic.
So, all right.
Roll a 20. Tell me what you get. What'd you get?
9.
That won't do it.
Not enough.
Let's just get around back to me.
In fact, on further inspection, it was a 6.
Okay. Yeah. So, that means it is their turn. So, we'll say that the first one, who is dealing with Darius, we'll say that after being stabbed, you can tell he's about to die, you know? So,
oh, I thought he was dead.
No, he's still alive. So he kind of like hunkers down and he's going to, you know, kind of rise up off his feet, you know, and sort of lunge at you. And does 12 hit
your
armor class?
No.
No? Okay. So he misses. And then the one that just got a, what is that spell called? Hadir?
Cold touch.
Cold touch. Yeah, we'll say that... that he continues to try and take Drez down. And again, he will not be able to do that. So that brings it back to Darius. Will you please finish this fucking guy already?
Can I chop his bitch ass head off?
Go for it. Please do it.
That would be... Do I get a +2 for the proficiency?
Yeah, whatever.
So that would be 19.
19 will do it, yes. Okay. Cut his fucking head off.
Nice.
And that'll be 12 damage.
Awesome. Yeah, that fantastic. Definitely cuts his fucking head off. He is
you
done.
Like ram him through, bring awesome. It back around, decapitate him.
Satisfying.
Awesome. All right.
Can I take his dagger?
Yeah, you can take his dagger. That brings us to Drez.
All right.
So this guy,
this guy still has his katana too, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, shit. I'm gonna try to stab him again.
All right, go for it.
Nat 20.
Awesome. So how do you wanna go?
Pizza's here.
How do you want to do your damage? Do you want to roll on the crit table, or do you want to just take double damage?
Well, I thought it was max damage, not double damage. So I want to roll on the crit table because I can only get
roll
up
percentile.
To 6 damage.
Roll percentile. And
last time I rolled percentile dice in a game,
you died.
I was DMing and I killed someone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, you didn't kill him. Fucking ignorance killed him.
42. And before you poo-poo my 42, just remember, that's Ronnie Lott's number. He's a Hall of Famer.
That's all right.
Super Bowl
champion. You still do max damage. Do you have any strength bonus?
Yes, I have one.
One? So, yeah, that just fucking kills him.
Woo!
So we'll say that you fucking
you
cut
dead,
his
bitch.
Throat. And with that,
nice.
We'll break. Call that our first episode, and we'll get you guys next time on Murder Dice.
Right
Thanks
on.
For coming Murder in and checking out the first episode of Murder Dice. We'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks for listening to the first episode of Murder Dice, everybody. I'm David. Just jumping on here to ask you guys to do us a favor and jump on iTunes. Give us a 5-star written review of the podcast if you enjoyed what you just heard. You know, we want to grow this thing a little bit. So if you do that, it would be great. And if you take a screenshot of your 5-star written review and you send it to our email at murderdicepodcast@gmail.com, you know, tell us your name and address and we'll give you a shout out on the next episode of the podcast. We won't give out your address, but we will mail you some free stickers. If you give us a really funny review, we might even draw you a picture or something. So hook it up. That would be cool. If you want to reach out to us anywhere else, you can hit up our DM Mike at Mike Vorpal on Twitter. I'm at David Golden MMA on Twitter. Yeah, I know MMA. I'm a fight nerd too. So it's not just D&D that I love, but please jump online, give us some support. We would appreciate it a lot. So thanks for listening and we look forward to you sending in your reviews.